This week, Detroit officials announced what they called the largest ever corporate investment in the city's neighborhoods. Seven companies have pledged a total of $35 million to Detroit's Strategic Neighborhood Fund. That money will help make improvements to parks, streetscapes, and other features in areas other than downtown and midtown. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer sees that as a good start, and she joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
While Detroit's downtown has seen a resurgence in recent years, people in the city's neighborhoods have complained that their sections of town haven't gotten enough attention from Mayor Mike Duggan. This is the mayor's attempt to change that. What do you like about what you've seen and heard so far?
What is interesting about what's happening now is that we've got kind of the administration saying we really are going to put some resources into the neighborhoods. And this is a pretty thoughtful plan. There's money for affordable housing, there's money for commercial corridor development, streetscape improvements, and there's some grant funding that will sort of help developments get brought to life.
As you note in your column about the announcement, one major shift in this plan from many other plans in the past is that commitment to invest in neighborhoods that have maintained signs of stability with residents sticking around, for example. How is that different than what's been done before?
Money used to be spread around to a lot of different neighborhoods, and the idea was that, you know, you'd give something to everyone, but no one really got a lot. And then there were some changes in thinking that you should target money to neighborhoods and try to have a bigger impact by focusing funds there. What we're seeing here is focusing on neighborhoods that are more stable. I think it's perceived that if you can stabilize, you know, a neighborhood that's doing all right, then you can have greater residual effects for the communities around it.
Well, and of course, whenever you get investment in one area, then you're going to get complaints from another neighborhood that's not seeing the same or any investment. What are some of the complaints that you've heard so far about this latest announcement?
A lot of Detroiters are tired of waiting. This isn't the first administration that has said, you know, be patient and we'll get to you. I haven't really talked to anyone who resents what's happening in Midtown or downtown. Everyone's happy to see the city coming back. They're happy to see growth. They just want a piece of it. And there are some neighborhoods that just don't ever seem to be on the radar for this kind of investment. And I think it's very difficult to be living in a struggling neighborhood that doesn't have great services, where there's been a lot of disinvestment, and to sort of be patient and say, oh, they'll get to me eventually. I think that's just hard to do.
Detroit's downtown turnaround is a pretty new phenomenon, but it seems to be more substantive than other predicted turnarounds in the past. Isn't there still time to see some organic growth spreading outward from downtown and midtown into the neighborhoods, which you see in other cities that have more thriving economies?
Absolutely, there is. I think you're right. This seems to be a more substantive recovery in Midtown and Downtown than we've seen before. And we're getting to the point where housing prices, for example, are so high in those areas that a lot of folks are priced out of the market. That means there's a lot of opportunity for new developments in neighborhoods or rehabbing old properties in neighborhoods. But there's another issue there, and this is one of the things that this investment plan tries to address, is that it's still hard to get capital to do these projects for homeowners. But that is ideally how it'll work, is as one area swells with development, then hopefully stuff will overflow into the surrounding areas.
Nancy, for people who follow the news, there are lots of announcements, and not just in Detroit, about big investments, big projects, big dollar amounts attached to them. But it can be hard to see the long view. Do you have a sense of the timeline for when people in the neighborhoods might see some tangible improvements that are a result of this corporate investment in the strategic fund?
The timeline given for this project is about 5 years. Of course, it's always a question of how quickly they're going to be able to allocate that money. There's always capacity questions. Who's available to do projects? Who's available to pitch projects? What kind of projects are they going to ask for proposals on? But I think 5 years is the timeline that they've set forward in their goals here.
Nancy, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer.